Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. That's all I can say. Maybe I should put a poll out to see if they like our new music versus our old music. Speaking of polls, folks.
Oh,
I won the Misery Loved Company clips by a landslide. No reason to brag. It's just I'm not going to bow down. It suck cock when I go on that show and fake laughter. It's not going to happen. So thank you for all who participated.
Well, you said it. You said it before. You said it before I could say it. That's all I'll say. You said it better than I could. That's why you're the host and I'm over here. Look at this.
Beautiful. Look at that, folks. Brand new microphone.
Real podcast.
On deck. I mean, you started in a garage with a sledgehammer, barely holding up anything. You know, this is probably my fifth studio to podcast from. And we're only, this is episode 217 for those of you who aren't counting. And the bolt's going to continue. I mean, imagine when we reach episode 1000, what it's going to be like. I'll probably have a throne
at that point.
I mean, it's going to be insane.
I'll probably have a computer that doesn't make my mic click by then.
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah, it's definitely got to be the processor and the computer.
I got this computer used on eBay, and it takes 27 minutes to turn on. But at least I have a new microphone, so that's something. Shout out to the great and powerful Vinny Cash. I'll just say that. I don't know if he wants credit or not, but yes, very powerful man. But yes, hold on now. You won the Misery Loves Clips. You went against Stevie Lou and absolutely crushed him in the ratings. Now Stevie Lou was on MLC a couple times this week. Great week of MLC, but we'll get to that later.
Yes, we will.
He was on with the Quad Father, who we all know is Quad Father is a liar, but
he's in the same fine
show. And I texted you. Oh, yes, exactly the same class of gay. I texted you during the show, didn't I, Ski Mask?
You did text me during the show, and it was very interesting. It fell along the lines of why I originally was a little bit upset with Stevie and working with his crew. He kept trying to butt in, BYB, any chance he could. You know, somebody in the chat called Quadfather something. He goes, oh, yeah, that's what we call him on BYB podcast. And he kept saying we, like you know, I get it. He does every show, but it's like, are you aligning with them? I don't understand. And it's just constant plugging of other people's things. And I'm just a little bit confused by it. Why don't you save the plugs for the end of the show? You know, like say, this is what I'm doing. It's like, even whenever, you know, Kevin called him out about being high, right? He goes, yeah, I mean, I do have a podcast called Blunt Smoker Video that I could smoke on. It's like, we get it. Save the plugs for later, Stevie.
Well, what I noticed was not a single mention from Stevie of Ski Mask Collective or Ski Mask Media or anything Ski Mask related. Yet a lot of we's and ours and et cetera and regarding BYB. Even Quadfather, to his credit, I have to give credit. Even he was the only one that brought you up. Stevie never brought you up at all. So,
I mean, Quadfather did it twice in regards to me trolling Luis J. Gomez in what's going on like almost 8 months now, the Any Good Guest. So all Stevie had to do was, you know, at least back it up a little bit, maybe say it's funny, get something rolling, something clip worthy that we could post and tag Luis to get the channel, you know, rolling along a little bit. But no mention. You know, I don't know. I don't know what to do at this point. I might do something with Stevie this weekend and maybe we'll just lay it on out there. It's like when you go on a show like that, at least plug it, like not BYB. I don't know. I'm just a little bit confused by the whole situation.
You're confused. I found myself a bit annoyed, to be honest, plugging everything else But this, when you were giving him, you were cutting him into our pretty penny of a nest of our the money we make off of this. Right. It wasn't like he's doing it for free. But yeah, now he is.
Yeah. Well, now we don't. I mean, you know, we're not making money over fist here. We're doing it for fun, and you know, we're not paying our rent with this shit. Hell, I haven't gotten a real paycheck since August 4th. Kelly texted me and said that you're the problem and that we're running late because of you.
Yeah, I am the problem. I'm always the problem. I went to where I usually record it, and I'll say them now because now they can go ahead and burn it down if you, for all I fucking care. Third Place bar/brewery. They got rid of the booths. If you watch the show, you know I record in the booths there. If you remember the ass cam and all the other great memories we had there in that.
Now, booth. When you say they got rid of them, did they get rid of like the glass outside of the?
They're booth? Not even there. I don't know where. The last time I was there and about to do my sports show last week, they were prepping for Gay Oktoberfest, which
right,
I covered.
So you did it outside.
Did it outside, and when I figured they were just moving them for the event. And I went there, I went there at 2 o'clock when we were to record, and they're still not there. So I don't know if they're never coming back. I don't know if they're getting, what they have now is more couches and like bean bags for adults, grown adults to sit in who don't have real jobs. Yeah, it's worse than a bar. I hate it. Boy, do I hate everybody.
Nothing worse than a bar that tries to pander to these fucking college kids. Oh my God, a beanbag chair. I could drink an IPA and a beanbag chair. But now you said you were friends with the guy that who was letting you do that. Don't you think he would have, at least sent you a text or said, "Hey, man, we got to wrap this up," because he knew you were in there every week.
Well, my buddy, the great and powerful Ordy, who has been on Sports Mass before, he does not work there anymore. Oh. So that place is going downhill fast. Ever since he left, it's been going downhill, catering to 32-year-olds with beards. Whose job is to fart into a chair for 40 hours at their house and barely work. It's what we call a fake job when you from home. And just catering to these cucks, basically, these finance, insurance.
Did I my end? Oh, you must have cut out for a second. Yeah. You got these guys working from home.
I don't care. Who cares?
Who cares? It's the show. It's fun. We're doing it. All right. We're doing it.
And before that, I, of course, had to get my tire replaced because of an incident.
Tell me about this. So was that a real tweet you sent out? And how long, you tweeted that your jack failed, your car almost crushed you, you got a flat in your own driveway, which I don't even know how it's possible unless you hit a curb before you parked it.
Yeah, I'll tell and you.
Then, yeah, I know. We'll get to that. And you tweet about the car almost fought. Now I know you. I've been around you enough. We've hung out. I can just picture in my head the anger and the madness and the rage that must have been pumping through your veins. And you get a little bit shaky when you get angry. So how long? But I was curious about this. How long between when the car almost crushed your skull and sending the tweet?
Oh, not long. Not long at all. Can you hear me all right? This goddamn Wi-Fi.
You did cut out a little bit. Yeah, fuck the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm supposed to... These fucking bars catering to these fat slobs. Anyway.
Burn it down.
No, pulling into my own goddamn driveway. It's a narrow driveway, and it's a steep driveway. And for some reason, whoever had the bright idea, there's fucking stone walls that are about 4 inches high, the size of a tire, with sharp fucking edges. It's a stone wall. This is not the first time I've got a flat tire in my own driveway. So I just clipped a little corner of it, but it's a fucking stone wall. So flat tire, pulling into my own driveway off the bat. Put the jack in, because I'm a man, I do it myself. Furious, of course, because just another thing that had to happen.
Yeah.
I know how to do it. You loosen the bolts while it's on the ground, blah, blah, blah. I know how to change a fucking tire. Put the jack in, and while I'm pulling the wheel off, the car, the jack, slides to the side and the car almost crushes my shoulder and arm. Luckily, I'm an All-American athlete and pay attention and was able to get out of there. So I proceed to put the tire on, punch a huge hole in the side of my door. Very massive, massive dent, I should say, not a hole. Yeah, and here we fucking are.
So you said pulling into your driveway, because I could see backing out, because it always takes me at least 15 minutes to back out of your driveway every time I've been there. Do you get it pulling it? Were you in a hurry? I mean, you could line it up to pull in.
Well, it's because it's a steep driveway. You can't pull straight in or you scrape your fucking bumper. So you have to do it on an angle. And I just cut it a little close, but it's literally just a sharp fucking stone wall. So all you have to do is nick it. I said nick. And it fucking pops your fucking wheel. It's totally asinine. Terrible design. Also, these mongoloids. Oh, I got my little New England stone wall. You're a fucking guy. Oh, I was screaming. The whole neighborhood heard me screaming. I was fucking cursing up a storm outside the middle of the day. It was great. And it felt so, so good to punch a massive dent in that door.
Now you're going to have to replace the door. Next time, just call me. I'll come down. I'll help you with the tire if I'm around.
I know how to change a tire. The jack is bent. The jack was bent, I realized afterward, which is why it kept falling over.
Now, was it bent beforehand from a previous experience that you may have not
put
the jack on correctly, or did it come in the car that way? Because I know what you drive, and you could sue the company that provided that jack for you. By the way, Chuck Man Jones in the chat. Chuck, I sent you the link if you want to pop on, see what's going on with your fishing career. Anywho. We'll
pop on. A third guest will probably make my computer explode, but we can try it anyway.
I don't think so. We might have two more guests, or maybe
the more things that happen, the less anything on my end works. But I don't care. Yeah, so that was that. I need a new computer. Vinny Cash, send a computer next.
This is a popular podcast. So, I mean, you're going to have to get, you know, you're going to have to get the setup for the surround sound.
Because well, when soon, I get 12, when I get $1,200 for a new computer, I'll get one. So I don't foresee
that
happening.
How much are the flights to California? I mean, you're traveling, you're flying.
$200. Use my Spirit points.
So every time you can't just put $50 back from each check. And then, you know, I think you can make payments. You got
no, I'm not saving money on for a fucking fight. No. No. Not an option. I'm not wasting money. Certainly not giving Apple my hard-earned money. Somebody else can pay them. Yeah, so that was that.
Why do you need Apple? I got a nice Google laptop. Seems to be working just fine. Got all my needs, my wants, my passwords. Everything else is on here. Works great on the slots. Works great when I'm gambling. On my picks.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't care. I don't care. I just
seem off today. You seem off today. Are you angry at something?
Well, because I was fucking running around. I had to fucking do this fucking car shit. I was at the gym. I haven't eaten. Yeah. I never got my coffee because I usually get it there.
Vinny says next time he has an extra laptop, he'll let you know. So Kelly's in the chat. She's talking about, of course, the Geno. Talking about Cabana King's hog, and you were still visibly upset. I'm going to bring him on just for a moment. You know, he saw the clip. He had to show some people. Cabana, your thoughts on Gino Bisconti talking about your hog size live on In Hot Water and, you know, the catastrophe that unfolded the following days after the hog size picture?
No, well, I mean, I thought it was great. He woke up first thing in the morning and apparently got a picture of my hog. I don't know who sent it to him, but I'm glad they did. And I mean, that's a good thing to wake up to, you know. It'll get you wide awake and it'll get you ready to go. So
yeah,
I mean,
Gino didn't seem too upset.
Yeah, he didn't seem upset at all. I mean, honestly, he seemed like he probably got himself off to it, which isn't bad. It's cool. I understand. But, you know, he was doing good. It's not a big deal. I mean, I'm sorry I sent the picture of the hog to make you upset, Jim. You know, I was
No. You're doing, that's the promotion we're running. That's the promotion we're running. Kelly's the idiot who doesn't know how to do a bit.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
You just have to pay $100. You still owe us $100.
She owes me $100. That was the thing in the chat.
No, are all you people idiots? Because you're not the only one who still don't understand the deal.
And pay $100 to send a picture of my cock and make some bitch breast where she saves it?
Yes.
What kind of fucking deal is that?
It's because a bad deal.
That's why it's a great deal. It's a double-edged sword. The deal is you pay $100 to get your dick rated, but you also have to get a picture of my dick. So the point is, if you're a lady and want a picture of my dick, or a gay, or Mark Lender, and you want a picture of my dick, you have to pay $100. But if you also have to send your genitalia. If you're a perv guy who likes to get their dick rated, you have to send $100 to get your dick rated, but then you have to get a picture of my dick.
So after looking at the picture, would you send
this is highbrow stuff.
Would you send a picture of your dick after looking at the picture of mine and accept?
Well, you never gave $100, or else you'd have a picture of my dick right next to you.
It is $100. Now, Stancil, would you like to address this comment by the great Kelly that I put up here?
I don't know who's she talking about.
She's talking obviously about Cabana King. I think she's trying to get on your last nerve, she's really here on a nice Saturday.
She's calling me.
Uh-oh. Yeah, put her on the horn. Let's see what's happening.
Hello?
Yeah.
Now you're on Ski Mask Collective.
Can we please explain how this business works? These people are fucking retarded.
I just did. Now, whose cock is magical? You said his cock is magical. Who are you talking about?
Yours, BB.
Yeah, nice cop out. Nice save, you fucking whore.
Yeah.
Wait.
Getting married.
What? Wait. What did Gino said he got engaged?
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, on a 1 year dating anniversary, got engaged.
Like I said, just wait till I send her a picture of my cock.
Where did he announce that on his Grat cast?
I think on his Grat cast.
What an awful name!
Oh, he's live right now. Let's give him a call.
But I'm here with you. Hi, Cabana.
We're going to get to Kelly's got some voice. Kelly posted a picture of her big hiney doing squats on Instagram. And I have in my possession, which we're going to get to at some point, a bunch of pervs sent her voicemails on Instagram. And we're going to air them out right here on Ski Mask Collective publicly.
Yes, yeah,
they thought it was a private. Guess what, you fucking perv faggots? We're going to play your voicemails live on the air. So stay tuned if you like that. All right, I'm going to call Gene. Let's call Gino and give him a shit.
I send him a link? Let's get him on.
Yeah, get him on.
Send him the link.
All right, I'll send Gino the link. Chuck Mangione joins us. Now, Chuck, obviously, I don't know if you saw last week, Cabana King here sent Kelly a picture of his hog, and she rated it a 9.5, and Stancil got visibly upset. But now they've come to make up. Now, would you be willing to send a picture of your piece to Kelly?
No, because mine's only a standard 6. I don't have a 9.5. That would be nice.
No, it was rated a 9.
This motherfucker's walking around like Conor McGregor with this fur coat on right now. He's feeling good about his piece.
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
baby, we got some confident piece over there.
No, I
wouldn't even put my dick in a piece of plaster and send it to people.
It's not impressive. I think we got a quick message from Husey real quick. Husey, go.
Fuck you!
All right, thanks, buddy. yes.
I think, did you guys die on me?
I'm still here.
I'm pulling up these.
He's literally acting like the king. You need to go to Burger King and get a fucking crown, kid.
I went
to
dude,
a crown.
Who? Fucking Baconators from Burger King, dude.
Yeah, Baconators from Wendy's, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But I mean,
I don't know how you do it there in Texas, but I guess it's all good when you got a big piece, huh?
Yeah. I didn't even take a lunch at work, dog. I got off. I went straight to Burger King. No problem.
All right. Do you want to listen? Should we air out these fucking perverts' messages that was sent to Kelly?
Absolutely.
Or do you want to get to, or is that a, do you want to do that later, Ski Mask?
What's that? Hold on. My Wi-Fi is fucking up. So if I leave, just keep the show rolling.
Oh, boy.
Your next door neighbor's watching porn on your Wi-Fi right now.
Wow. It's usually me. Oh, here.
No, it's mine. Like I was talking about.
Calm down, everybody. Calm down.
Calm down. This is podcasting. This is how we get down to the nitty gritty of everything, truthfully, because we only air the truth on this show. And you know, it's going to happen.
Speaking of air the truth, should we play these voicemails that were sent to Kelly now, or do you want to save that as a reveal?
I would like, I mean, how many do you
have? I haven't listened to them yet myself.
Okay, I would like to hear a couple. Now, let's fill in our guest. Chuck, so Kelly uploaded a picture of her bouncing booty on Instagram. And
I could show it.
Yeah, these creeps, these absolute filth, have been sending her voicemails and DMs because they clearly thought it was going to be private. But now we're going to air them here on Ski Mask Collective. Right? This is the... Okay, here's the video.
I saw it. I kept scrolling.
Ooh.
All right. All right, here's
the man said he saw it. He kept scrolling.
Yeah, it's a funny show. We're not. Yeah, but Chuck.
Ass boy. Did you kill Chuck, a mink?
We're not Stevie Lou. We don't. Chuck, right. There's no Stevie Lou's here. We don't just laugh really hard at everything. We just keep them rolling. We let the people laugh at home. We know everything we do here is funny. All right.
So
we're not Stevie Lou. We don't just laugh really hard and make it all a good time. All right. Ready? Here's voicemail number one.
Now, can we hear the name?
So hard. Gay. When Kelly better ass than Chris Hemsworth. I mean, it's not fat. It's just tight. Big, like that's impressive. That's hard to do.
Oh my god, I feel bad for women.
Who's that? Now, do you have any hot leads on who this is?
You're right, Chuck. Yeah,
She loves it.
I don't know. Keep
playing them until you get to mine.
There's more. I got three more.
Yeah, I want to hear some more of these. That was amazing. It kind of sounded like Joe Exotic, and I hate to say that as much as
wow.
It did sound like his voice.
You're a bad motherfucker, okay? Like,
Aaron, yeah.
It is wrong. You're doing a good job. Everyone knows you're a good girl. You're a good vet girl. You're balling. You got it going on. Kelly, you're a bad motherfucker, okay?
Like, these guys are gay. Like, you're
that's
gay.
That's the same guy, though.
It is. I got another one.
Oh, you're such a good girl.
I got two more.
This is great. This is amazing. Kelly, please keep sending stance of these. This is going to be a new
thing. Yes, let's keep airing out these fucking pervert loser simps. Next.
Be involved with...
Hold on. It sounds like Commander.
Be involved with a 50-year-old lady who had a Chicago accent because she's from there.
Is that Cabana King? Could be.
I think it's the same guy.
It's not Cabana King.
One more.
It's definitely the same guy.
Definitely not me.
He's shooting a shot. I like it.
Hey, he's trying over here.
I'll leave down to Chicago. Get a deep dish pizza. Watch the Cubs. It's a bad Italian accent.
Wait a second. Can you play the first one again? I know who this is. I know who this is.
The first one that we played ever?
Yeah,
the first one. Okay.
I know exactly who this is.
It's so hard to be gay when Kelly has a better ass than Chris Hemsworth. I mean, it's not fat. It's just tight and big. Like, that's impressive. That's hard to do.
All right. I'm going to play a voicemail.
Oh, I love this.
Tell me if it's the same voice. One second. Let me fucking find it. Uh-oh.
But if this is you, we'll send you the link if you want to speak for yourself.
Wait a second.
But this is what's going to happen, you fucking perverts. This is what's going to continue to happen. I like how...
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Hey, man, watch the Red Bar link above. It's so hilarious.
Yes.
The guy was living like that. He was like 40 years old.
Hold on.
Sounds like me.
No, that's great. I must have just missed it. Because I did log off for a bit. But that did happen at the end of the show. I don't know how much you've been watching the show. Yeah. Like, I tune out here and there too now.
Play it, Stancil.
No, the voice too deep.
It's so hard to be gay
Because he's doing it on purpose. He's talking slow. I mean, it's
just it's like not fast. Yeah, he's talking quiet and slow and doing it in.
All right, that's a fucking drop, though.
It's the same guy. It's the same guy. I know who this is.
All right. Now, hold on. Now, Kelly, I think, is still watching live.
Uh-oh, decline host knows.
Yeah. Like, wow. Put it on the board. All right, I'll
throw it up. I mean, I like this guy. Hold on. I can call him, actually. Let me call him.
Hey, listen. Again, I can speak for myself. I know Ski Mask, you're in that. We're mercenaries out here. We're here to tell the truth. I don't care. She got those. She's not happy about it. She sent them to me.
Kelly's asking.
She wanted me to see her rump ass
and give her compliments, and it's fine. I don't hate on that. It's great. Great ass.
I'm going to fucking kick Chuck off this show if it keeps cutting me off. I'll tell you that. I'm muting him. Chuck, I'm muting you because you keep cutting me off. Yeah, she fucking sent these to me because she wanted me to fucking put them on Twitter. And I told her I'm saving it for the show to air them out.
Yeah, I know who it is. And it's the same person that sends me voicemails all the time. Because when he's talking to me, he's off.
Are you saying it's addicted to profits? Just say
it's definitely addicted to profits. Even people in the chat know it's addicted to profits. We got ATP from Michael. Decline host is saying addicted to profits, ? I mean, obviously it's him. I stream. He streams with addicted. Oh, Dr. Chow doesn't believe that's addicted to profits. Clearly the guy. I mean, I could.
Again, sorry we tell the truth. I don't give a fuck. I don't mind addicted to profits. I'm just telling the truth. Well, We're going to tell the truth.
Let's be real,
unsolicited messages. We're going to air your ass the fuck out, especially if the girl doesn't want them. Hi, addicted to profits. Hi, addicted to profits lawyers.
Now, let's be real.
I don't give
a
fuck.
They weren't too bad, to be honest. They were kind of funny.
They were creepy. They're kind of fun, but they're also creepy.
I mean, yeah, they definitely are creepy, but I mean, I know there's women out there that get far worse voicemails. Like, at least he didn't bring up like how hard his cock was or anything.
What I love about it is the basement audio. This dude is underground. Leaving these messages. There's a basement audio sound, like just enough where his parents are upstairs, but he doesn't really care if they hear it or not. But
he lives in the Bahamas.
He's underground leaving those messages, and it's great. And Kelly loves it, for the record. As much as she says she hates it, you only post your ass like that, a fine ass, a nice rump, to get fucking messages.
That's a great ass!
Get out of here. Great ass!
Chancellor, your thoughts.
That's all.
Chris Mack, of course, good member here. I don't judge him for shooting a shot, but sending a voice memo unsolicited rather than just a regular DM is a bit too much, in my honest opinion. You're right. Here's the thing, though. Addicted to Profits lives in the Bahamas. So, you know, he feels far from the mainland, and he might feel like he's some kind of outlaw, if you would say, that he could just send whatever he wants to women in Chicago. But I do respect the fact that he didn't talk about his cock. Now, is there more that we haven't heard? Because if it does get graphic, I would love to hear that.
Yeah. Well, I like how he says regular DM. I sent a regular DM, you know, but it was a picture of my piece. And
yes.
I'm ready, you know.
That's not a regular DM, bro.
Oh, really?
Fuck. That's not an everyday DM.
Who's the judge?
That's why I'm getting unmatched on fucking Tinder, man. Shit.
You're talking to the king of Tinder down here.
As we're talking about, you know, sliding in DMs, etiquette of hitting on a broad that you want to fuck. The voice, I kind of agree with that. It's a little creepy to leave a voice message. But I will say I've had better success on Instagram DMing dumb whores than I do on Tinder.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
I cleaned up on Instagram just being like,
yeah, hey, but Chucky, you've told me how you work Tinder, and I gotta say it's completely savage. I mean, I used to do some shit like that too, but I mean, you told me one time I can't remember something about a cock, a rooster, or something, and then it actually worked, and I was
every
like,
every time, oh. It's stupid. Women are stupid. I have bits that I use, I copy and paste lines, and they all respond to every single one, and there's a dumb game you gotta play, and you gotta get a number within 5 minutes, and then you meet up with them the next day, or else Tinder's garbage. If you wait more than a day, then you have a pen pal, you faggot. Sometimes we're trying to have a pen pal on Tinder. You gotta meet with the bitch right away within 24 hours. That's rule number one on Tinder.
Rule, yeah, he's got rules now.
I did have a list of notes after I mastered it that I would just copy and paste. Copy and paste.
That's a lot of work, dude. Fuck that, man.
Yeah, well, I was
you're muted. You're muted.
Sometimes you could just, you can just go to a massage parlor down here in Houston. I mean, they're all over the place, and you can just get the work done and go home and go to sleep.
Shout out the great David Chandler, by the way. Thank you very much. I'll be sending half of that to Stan.
Well, maybe I'm the last of the Mohicans and the last real man, but I think I'll say it. That's creepy, Chuck. Like having a fucking set list, basically, that use the same shit for every girl.
Yeah,
I agree. That's creepy.
And yeah. I eventually felt disgusted with myself, and I stopped doing it because I.
Stancil, can you turn your mic up just a little bit?
Me?
Stancil.
Oh, I'll try.
Yeah, is your name Stancil?
I can't hear shit. So I felt the same way. I do. It's creepy. It's fucked up. I'm running bits and copy and pasting. But let's be honest. At the end of the day, it's a numbers game, okay? And I also started doing the same thing for fucking first dates. Like, I had lines, I would say, if the conversation got dry, or all dumb bitches, they like...
she's dry, all right.
They would always say, oh, I like your tattoos. So I had a line in my head like, oh, yeah, really? Well, one time, you know, when I got my first tattoo, my mom goes, Mom, what, are you a fucking criminal? And then I have stories lined up on that. Like, I had bits to run.
Don't bring your mother into your Tinder dating. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dude, but eventually I felt disgusting because I was like, oh, God damn it, I'm a car salesman and I'm really good at it. But I'm manipulating women into something.
If I was a woman, I would.
And I'm not old, man. Now I want to find a wife. Sorry, I'm not Cabana King with the big old cock. You know, really, nearly. That used to be me. Not anymore.
I think Chuck's gonna send Cabana King voice.
Now I want a wife. I want to have some kids.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. For some reason,
plug a fucking nut in a lady and have some babies. I'm over that game. I mastered it. I did it. I beat the game, and I'm disgusted at myself for what I was doing at the time. But if you're going to sell cars, you better be a good car salesman. What the fuck? I'm just not. Well, I wasn't wasting my time. I got it down.
If you're going to bring a girl home, you need to work on your decor too. I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, that's a lot of lights.
Yeah.
I was at the peak of my Tinder career, I was bringing them into my parents' basement in the bulkhead. I was side of the house into the basement.
Where they were hanging with all like the salami hanging around.
Yeah, they went into the classroom.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Literally hanging sausage.
Hanging sausage, and she got Chuck sausage.
It's hanging dude.
Hey, Stancil, can you turn your mic up a bit on your interface?
How about that?
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Beautiful.
There you go.
You're the co-host here. You gotta be empowering.
Yeah,
speaking of things that disgust me, speaking of things that absolutely disgust me, and I know I'm not alone here. I know Stancil thinks the same way. Did you guys know, Stancil, I mean, this is definitely a given, that hockey begins in a mere matter of days. Chucky, do you know how many days until the hockey season starts?
Not soon enough.
Huge Bruins fan, right?
Yeah, I heard you were a huge fan.
The only sport I could watch, and if they put lacrosse on TV more, I could watch that as well. I like fast-paced shit.
Oh, don't try to cover this up.
Beautiful sport.
So to fill in Cabana a little bit, the Bruins just happened to be doing good last year, and Stancil and I mentioned over to Chucky's house. He had Bruins jersey, Bruins stickers. I'm like, Chucky, I've known you for 2 years. You've never watched a hockey game in your life.
I'm watching the Celtics now, too.
Oh, yeah.
He's a real Boston. He's a New Englander.
Yeah, go get fucking hot, kid.
Hey, listen.
Fuck you guys. It's a fast-paced sport. Stancil, I would think you would appreciate it. To me, and hockey are very similar. It's fast-paced. One's with a stick on the ice.
I think you're missing the point. We're giving you shit for jumping on the Bruins bandwagon is what we're doing.
Yeah, because 2 years ago, you said watching sports is gay. And then when we came over to your house, you had the Bruins game on blaring through your surroundings.
The Bruins. I love the Bruins. I've been a fan.
Right, Cody, I'm like, I'll fight you right now, you fucking faggot.
Don't I came out of the room with the Bruins.
You put your penis on TV, and you think you're cool. Look at you with your fur coat.
Put your penis
Barrister's
on TV.
Not wrong. It says, Jesus, more people on screen than watching. Thanks to Great Barrister 14.
Yeah, what is this, BYB?
Yeah,
Yeah, it is 3 o'clock in the afternoon. No BYB. Kevin does four on. I won't do more than four besides the great popping by Husey. Of course, people are making fun of you, Chucky, for smoking the soft pack. Can we please see that pack of smokes that you have?
Let's see the pack. Big pack?
You got this, wow.
Hey,
hold
up. Hey,
money.
Whoa.
I'll buy hard packs.
Big pack?
Hang up on you? Might have to kick him.
Yeah, he gets a little chatty.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Hey, I saw, speaking of things that annoy you, and I brought this up last week, and you didn't seem to care much, but the more I see and the more I think about it, the more it really rubs me the wrong way. The whole dead fool Stevie Lou kicking off the show thing. You didn't seem, the fact that he pays him behind the scenes makes it a non-bit. There's no bit. Well, then it's the just, reason I it's didn't, just Stevie. Oh boy! Oh, dead fool's here. Oh shucks! Oh shucks! It's not funny because he pays him anyway. It was funny when dead fool actually paid to kick him off the show. Now that we know he pays him off the screen, who gives a fuck? You're both losers, hacks. Fuck you, rack me.
Well, Deadpool did send me some PayPal that I was going to split with you, but and I still will. But the reason I did not entertain
take it all back, big.
I love how is he muted?
I don't know.
I don't know. He's in a mood. No, the reason I didn't entertain it last week is because I haven't heard proof. And this week, Stevie Lou fucked up on MLC and basically confirmed it. So, yeah, now that I know he was also getting money behind the scenes, it's a little bit fucked up.
Well, yeah, maybe you should just split the money with me after all the gambling losses we took this morning.
You lost $60. You got to win some to lose some.
Yeah, well, fuck you.
What? Dude, I've told you, dude, you got to get back to the community. You can't just click on games and expect to win all the time.
I mean, isn't that the reason that we play them is to win?
All right, Cabana, guaranteed win. Guaranteed win. This isn't even gambling anymore. It's making money. You start an OnlyFans. Stancil, it was a good idea, but he's not going to go through with it.
If you really want to get a picture of my cock, I'll send it to you, dog. God damn. Dude,
I don't want it.
Hey, what? Send the pic. Hey, I'll send you Chucky's number right now. Send him the pic.
I'll send him the pic. Yeah, send it to him.
No, I don't want the pic. Just you put know it you online. Want the pic. You can sit there with your weed whacker in front of your penis. That was a good one.
And, I forgot you were around.
Like I said, I'm getting the vibe. I feel like Chuck's going to send Cabana some sultry voicemails as soon as this show is over.
I'm going right to the basement.
Chuck can't get over that cock.
It's not true. Deadpool, I sometimes send parts so the host doesn't have to. So here's the problem, Deadpool, is what if Stevie Lou isn't telling the host? So then the host ends up splitting half of it and Stevie, you know, capitalizes.
Bingo. Rack you.
Sorry about last night, Vinny. We'll talk about that later.
What happened last night? You lost.
No, we were doing some gambling and we got a bonus and we got a $0 donny bony, as we call it. We got a big bonus on the donuts game and it was a $0 payout on a fucking $2.50 spin. You fucking losers. I'm gonna go to Mohegan. I'm gonna find these guys who are running the FanDuel and I'm gonna put them in a chokehold to the shit the pants. Yeah, big piece. Oh, we got some good stuff.
I've been trying to sign up to my bookie just for the promo code so I could throw down $5 and get $200 off this compound shit. And it doesn't exist. How can you not get a gambling app on your phone? Don't they
want to? No, my bookie doesn't work in Connecticut.
Yeah, what the fuck is nonsense?
It works in New York.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Dan, so I don't know what's going on with the sound, but I can't hear you, but you're not muted on here. Anyway, send Gino the link, or I'm going to send it to him. Apparently, Gino wants the link. Who's dogs?
Am I not coming through my microphone?
Maybe not. I don't know. You sound fine to me.
If you hear the dog, then...
Go to your mic settings. Go to the settings and choose your microphone to go through. This is high-level, highbrow podcasting, folks. You think Joe Rogan sits there and talks about sound? No, that's why his show stinks, all right? 30 minutes of the show is dedicated to sound, and that's the way it's always been, and that's the way it'll continue to be, motherfuckers, all right? Now, look, our YouTube isn't looking that good for the month, so keep them super chats coming so we can throw them up on the screen. And if you don't like it, I don't care. Just throw them in. Keanu Bisconti. So everybody is. Yeah, Gino got engaged. Gino's doing a show that's literally a block away from my apartment next month. Chuck, if you want to come for that, it'd be fun.
Hold on. Chino got engaged?
Yeah, we're trying to send him a link. Apparently,
hell he got engaged. Okay, that's awesome. What a retard.
Stancil doesn't seem too excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's perfect for Gino. This is such a Gino move.
Yeah, apparently they had their 1 year anniversary, and
it's perfect. Come on, Gino's not gonna do any better. I love the man, but let's be honest, it's either that or Alex Engelbert, and that woman's a firecracker.
What's the over?
I love firecrackers, but
yeah, true, you do. Somebody let Gino know. I send him a link. I don't know what's going on with Stancil, but he's just paused there.
Does my audio sound any different?
No.
Fuck.
Should it?
Well, I fucked with the settings.
Hey, Stancil, how big is it? I know he can hear me because he turned his head. He looks mad.
Yeah, he looks very angry.
You mad?
He's probably getting phone calls from Kelly, and that keeps.
Oh, yeah, it's fucking up his Wi-Fi.
Yeah, constantly.
Any different now?
Wow, a lot going on.
We have to lose some guests. All right, Cabana, any last words? I know you didn't want to do the whole show anyway.
Yeah, I got to bounce. No last words. Thank you, Kelly, for the rating.
Peace. Are you going to? Hold on. Thank you, Kelly, for the rating.
What a good sign off. Oh, man, we're retarded.
What's going on with you, Chucky? We're trying to get Gino on here.
Nothing. It's a fucking dreary day. Not much going on. So I'm getting back into my old autistic ways and doing a little drawing today.
Ooh, can you hear me now?
Yeah. Hey, sound fine.
Yeah, I told you before. I told Schema before the show, my shitty computer, one guest is the max. Three people is the max it can handle, and then it starts getting weird.
I can drop off.
What happens if you go on MLC and there's two other guests?
I can't do it from here.
Yeah. What the heck?
Mostly why I don't go on. Well, I don't go on because of my schedule and because I'm never invited. So fuck him.
Why doesn't he invite you?
No, it's fine. I'm sure I could ask. I'm sure I can get on if I want. But I honestly, I don't know. Hashtag real job. I work at 5 most days, so it doesn't really make sense.
Would you like to address this Deadpool comment?
Let's have the comment.
He says, pretty sure the ones I've done it for don't. Regardless, it's only $100 once in a while. Don't be green, Stancil. And get a PayPal, for Christ's sake.
It's not. Listen, again, it's just not funny. If you're not actually paying to kick him off and giving the guest the money to kick him off, then that's the whole bit. So it's not funny. Well, it's pretty simple.
The point is you respect Deadpool's hustle, but at the same time...
I respect it if he's actually paying the host to kick Stevie off. If they're all in cahoots, then it's gay.
Yeah, it's work.
From someone from the outside, it almost seems like a reneg. Like it's a double negative. If you're going to do the bit, but... If you're doing that shice, it's a double negative.
It's like how Borgo and these clowns give Chad money like it's funny. Like, send me the fucking money. Like, oh, yeah, we sent him money it's not funny. You're giving a fucking loser money. Send me the fucking money you want to send a loser money. Not fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, they do these.
They got to get a PayPal is what Deadpool says. It's the only way he pays.
I have PayPal. All
right, well, put it up. Put it up. Seriously, I'll put it on a banner.
I don't know. I don't even know what it is.
To Chucky's point, so a couple weeks ago, Deadpool sent $1,000.
By the way, I don't know. I forgot if I ever said it. Borgo sucked on MLC. I just want to put that out there. Total bore. Ooh. Stinks. He's a king of super chats, which makes you king of fucking losers. All these guys with money to fucking, they no lives and money to spend. I don't give a fuck. I say the truth. No one wants to say this. Losers. Anyway, as you were.
So, yeah, the other week, so Deadpool paid Melton $1,000 to do a show from a tub. So Melton did almost a three-hour show, or maybe it was an hour and a half or something, from a hot tub. A couple of hours later, he paid Chad $1,000 to do a show from a pool. So Chad goes to a hotel and just jumps into a pool, and that was the end of it.
Not for nothing, but didn't you guys originate the tub club? What is
this? Yes, thank you, Chuck.
Continuously ripping off your bits, continuously doing it, but you know, just someone from the outside observing. It seems like somehow all the bits you've done over the the past few years end up in other.
Isn't that amazing, Chuck? Isn't that funny how that happens? It's almost like it's not random. Here you go, everybody.
Ooh, QR.
Screenshot it. That's my PayPal. Go totally nuts. Go absolutely wild. Go hog wild. Speaking of and how.
I was gonna put on Chucky's point. So I got this nice calendar I use. It obviously hasn't been updated since March. But little known fact, if you come into my apartment, the original Tub Clubbers are written down. The original Tub Club members. We have Chrissy Mayer, Victor, Jim Stansel, Richard Face, Robert Tamburo, Bobby, Paul Finns, Ashley Thornton, Hack Jokerson. All of those amazing members, some in the past, some still here. We're in
and
the
it's
top.
So this was it's so crazy. Important to Ski Mask that he hasn't updated it in 9 months.
I'm still waiting on my Tub Club t-shirt from 3 years ago.
I don't even know if they're still made, but yes, I'll send you one. Maybe. I gotta wait. Speaking of merch, folks, listen.
Oh.
Merch has been slowing down. I got these people asking me for their daily checks, but they only get paid when merch is made. Listen, it's the winter time. Everybody's going to be wearing coats. So the perfect time to lose some weight. What comes with losing weight? Gym. You got to go to the gym. What are you going to do when you go to the gym? You get sweaty and you got to shower. You got to bring your extra clothes. You got to bring a towel. You got to bring your shampoo. What better way to do that? The Ski Mask Collective official gym bag. Where the fuck? Yeah, look at this. Small inside pocket for valuables, folks. Two side pockets. You got the Stancil Crow on one side, Ski Mask Collective on both sides. Absolute great imprint of the penises on the bottom. T-piping for stability, sturdy fabric, barrel shape, adjustable, and removable shoulder strap just in case that thing gets sore, folks. This is available right now at SkiMaskCollective.com. Merch. All right?
The merch cold. Is...
I love that bag.
Constantly being released.
But if I could ever get my account back in the black, I'll be purchasing that. And there's some other good stuff on it. I got some other t-shirts I got to buy.
I like the white theme on the merch. White is
I didn't even tell you this. Shout out. I got to give a shout out to TJ at Town Fair Tire. By the way, our newest subscriber this afternoon. Loved the R Bud Ski Mask shirt when I walked in.
Oh, my God.
Had to know all about the show. He subscribed while I watched him. So shout out if he's – I told him we're going to be live in a bit. You should watch while he's there. He said he would. So maybe he's watching.
All right.
Guy loves tires. Great tires.
I hate to backtrack, but I heard you had a tire incident and you punched your car like a mongoloid. That's some barn tire shit.
I think it sounds like you punched the door.
I get it. I punch holes in walls, but tell me you didn't feel like a fucking idiot right after you did it.
Oh, quite the opposite. We covered this at the top of the show. I felt amazing.
Really?
Yeah, it felt great. Anybody, my whole life, I've had anger problems, and teachers and people tell me not to smash things and whatever. And it's never not felt great when you smash things when you're angry. It's all a lie. Kids, all the kids at home, I know you're watching. We have a lot of children, boys, girls that view this show. I love boys, especially because they have more anger problems. It's all a lie. Your teachers are lying to you. Your parents are lying to you. It absolutely feels good to smash it when you're angry. The only reason they tell you not to do it is because they don't want you to break stuff.
As a smasher myself, Stancil's muted or is it just me?
Yeah, no, I don't know. His stuff was getting pretty staticky.
Died out for me.
It's definitely the Wi-Fi on his end.
Well, as a smasher myself, I can definitely I'm trying to be a better guy. It feels so good to smash it. I go a step further and blow shit up.
Yeah, you
gotta
get
so good to smash something, but god damn it, when you have to patch that hole or body work on a car is expensive. It does feel so good though. There's nothing better than destroying something. You ever take a fluorescent bulb in the work closet and just fucking smash it?
I have done that many a time, actually.
Just off of work. That's a good one. It's a good shatter.
Like hitting somebody over the head with a fluorescent bulb.
What do you think of Butch Bradley?
I haven't even watched the first half of that episode yet.
Well, I love what you're saying about him. Here's the thing. As with everything, the truth is in the truth is in the middle. So I think he was saying Milton's crazy and moved to Vegas just to stalk him, et cetera, et cetera. Which I've always told you, Milton, I never, not my cup of tea, and does a chick show, if you ask me, with all the stuff that pops up.
Shout out the great David Chandler.
But also, Butch has the crazy eyes on him. And I don't know if I would totally believe everything he said. But I support Butch. Yes, decline host. I stand with Butch. I stand with Butch before I stand with Milton. Plus, you got to stand in the room next to Milton because he's so fat. You can't stand in the same room with him.
So, so I'm not exactly caught up on this. So what originated? Why did Butch Bradley, that's his name, take Milton to court? I haven't listened to the episode, and I wasn't going to go out of my way to try to figure out what's going on.
Yeah,
hashtag real job, folks. Hashtag real job.
Hashtag real jobs here. Yeah, I to be honest, I was more confused afterwards as to what exactly happened. But I believe Butch brought him to court for, like, stalking or, like, harassment, and that's what was thrown out.
So he probably got a restraining order.
Or he was trying to, but Butch Bradley said he represented himself and didn't have a lawyer, so that's why
that's
the judge didn't take him.
Classic KB.
Hey, I represented myself. I'm 1-0 representing myself in court. I've questioned a state trooper. I brought my girlfriend. I brought my girlfriend at the time to the stand and questioned her and had and cross examined. Listen, I know how court works. I'm 1-0. I'm batting 1,000, so it's not unheard of. So yeah, basically. Butch said that Milton is a total stalker. He said he just shows up at his shows. He said he's dedicated. He said he told him that he's dedicating his life to following Butch Bradley's career. And he moved to Vegas just for him. And he said I can't believe Milton's wife puts up with it. A fat loser in a basement that just records stuff 12 hours a day. I mean, he made some good points. Let's be honest.
And sends you voicemails.
People,
it's probably Milton sending Kelly those.
It's gotta be in a basement. Come on, the audio's clear. Let's be real.
People in the chat are saying, you know, Melton's a stalker. Why else would he move to Vegas? He don't work comedy there. He could live anywhere.
Well, so that was the other great point Butch said he does not do any comedy. And I guess Milton himself has said he's getting out of comedy. So those two things add up. He said he doesn't do any rooms or anything there. He said he just moved there to stalk him. And I'm just reporting. I observe and report. I'm a journalist. So don't cut my dick off and pretend it's yours. But he said he moved out to Vegas and he said Milton told him he moved to Vegas just to stalk him and ruin his career. Rack me. What's going on with all the phones? Everybody's looking at their phones.
No, that's my fault.
What are you, Gino?
I'm drawing, but I'm turning.
Hey, somebody tell Gino. Tell Gino I sent him the link.
We don't. What is he gonna do?
I want to figure out what's going on with this engagement.
I like this for Gino. It's nice. Thanks.
Hey, by the way, I think it's like October. Year, one sec. Let me look this up real quick. I think it's October 6th or the 13th for both of you guys. Gino's going to be doing a show about 2 blocks
away
from
my apartment.
Your phone
on silent. What are you, black?
I'm in the I know. I have Nextel.
I haven't heard a noise from my phone in over a decade. My phone hasn't been off silent in years.
I agree with Jim. I know when I'm wrong. And
oh, Gino is live with Keanu right now. Call him on the phone. Call his phone, Stancil, and ask him why he's going against us on a Saturday.
Oh, they started. Maybe. Yeah, they started way before us too, didn't they?
Yeah,
and they started like 1 o'clock.
Yeah, but they know what time we go live. We do this every weekend, rain or shine, motherfuckers.
Gino's parents must be happy in heaven.
Anyways, what I was trying to say is he's doing a show that's like a block away from my apartment. If you guys want to come up.
Oh, wait, I think I know that.
Who is Butch Bradley?
No, Gino.
Is it extreme comedy? Johnny Benson's usually the booker?
I don't know. It's like it's in some. I looked at the place. I'm like, it don't look like a comedy club.
What's the date? Oh, I'm sure it's not a club.
So I'm pretty sure I know the event and how it works. Johnny Benson's a local Connecticut comedian. He used to do more comedy. Now he's more of a booker. and he has these shows. He used to do it with Angela Riley and Stacey Pressman a few times. And it's
I think the date's October 13th.
Like a venue, like a lot of times in Norwalk, and they get a banquet hall, and you pay like $40, and you get a full dinner and drinks on the house.
Yeah, it's $45.
You pay $40 for the ticket, but not bad. Nice. You get a table, and you get dinner and drinks all night, and it's a good show. It's different. Nice. It's not a comedy.
I'm working those nights, but you guys should go observe and report.
It's fun stuff. It's
yeah, Chuck, if you want to come up, like I'm gonna walk. It's literally a block away, so we're gonna chill and then walk.
What date is that?
I think it's October 6th or the 13th. It's a Friday. 1 second, Cabana right, King's calling. Cool. Cabana, what's the problem? Are you mad right now because you had to go?
No, I'm not mad that I had to go. I'm just mad that Stancil doesn't have the right fucking equipment to be on the fucking show. First of all, he needs to fucking get it together. You know, I don't mind that I had to go, but at least have your co-host know what the fuck he's doing with his fucking equipment.
All right. Yes. I mean, he did get a new microphone, and we thought that would be that would fix it, but I don't think it did.
Obviously, let's get the super chats in. I'll get new equipment.
He doesn't know how to work a microphone. I don't know what's going on with this guy, but obviously, it's not good.
All right. Well, why don't you tell the audience that maybe they should put in some super chats so that we can get Stance on a new computer?
Yeah, I need more money. I'll be happy to upgrade this stuff. Yeah, I don't have any money.
Everybody should put in some super chats. And actually, after we hang up this call, I might even donate to it because I'm tired of listening to the bullshit where it gets cut off. I want to listen to a full show. So I think we should all get together, send some fucking bones, and we'll get a new computer.
Maybe we should do a GoFundMe if Stance's computer.
We might start a GoFundMe for Stancil's computer, but hey, man, I appreciate it. And Chucky said that was the greatest sign off of a podcast ever, so appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I enjoyed the rating. I mean, it made me cock strong at work all week. I told people more what to do than I have in a long time because I'm walking around with a throne, apparently.
Chucky's laughing his ass. Chucky can't stop laughing.
I love it. He's so confident. This dude's walking around here.
I mean, you said you had to get rid of a couple of guests.
Well, I had to get rid of you. I mean, you were on last week, so you were the first to get cut.
Oh, that's cool. I'm watching ball games over here and I'm making money, so go fuck yourself.
All right, I'll talk to you. Oh, I knew he was going to get mad at that. Wow, what a little firecracker the clown is.
He adopted Conor McGregor's attitude. Yeah, fuck you. I'm gonna go make money and eat food and send my dick everywhere.
He said, I'm watching ball games. Oh, that's cool. I'm over here watching ball games, making money. Go fuck yourself. And hung up the phone.
Hold on. Where is it? I'm going to break my computer trying to do this.
What are you trying to do?
The chat is saying Red Bar exposed Milton a while ago as being a pathological liar fraud, apparently.
Yeah,
now,
what's a Red Bar, though? I don't know what that is.
Never heard of Red Bar. No idea what it is. Never watched a single second, but I never heard of
Milton.
But so I'm just reporting again. I'm a reporter now. Yeah, we'll get a new computer eventually. Oh my God, Ski Mask.
Yes.
We didn't even talk about, and I got to. You can keep going. We should go with Chuck. Oh, no, I can't do. Anyway, what your best friend? A big week. All the drama with Bobby Hutch and Luis J. Gomez. What are you? I didn't hear any of your thoughts on any of that.
Yeah. So. Again, I started a new job. I'm kind of out of the loop on this too. So what happened? I need an explanation from you, someone with real thought, someone who's not as dumb as they seem. Please fill me in because I read is the tweets. What the fuck happened? Like,
I might be that guy randomly because I listened to a Realist podcast that I guess dropped like 16 hours ago. I went grocery shopping and I threw on Realist podcast and Luis J. Gomez opens it up. With like I need to address something that's gone on Twitter lately and I need to have a serious moment. So I'm having my friends wait in the green room and, you know, I don't want them in here because this is a serious moment and I don't want to talk about this and then have my friends joke about it, which they should because it's a comedy podcast, but I need to address this. And he goes on like a 10 minute speech and cries.
Wow.
In the middle of it.
Yes.
And that's fine. Like, I've cried before, you know what I mean? But it seemed like a genuine thing. basically the gist of it is Bobby Hutch has been going through some mental shit over the past year or so. And lately, airing it out on Twitter saying that Gas Digital doesn't pay him. He gets paid shit and he does a whole bunch of work. And he said, you know, I only get 40 grand a year to do this. And that's not the case. That's basically what I got out of it. I don't know.
Yeah. So Bobby said he's the highest paid producer, basically, which wasn't. And he said it wasn't, which is not saying much from the other people that worked there. Lewis said he left a couple months ago, and this just came up this week publicly. Yeah. So his thing was that you'll like this scheme, as his thing was that Lewis was always yelling at him, and he felt disrespected all the time. And I guess he had an incident with Ralph Sutton, was the final nail in the haystack, because that's the saying. And for some reason.
Oh, he cut out. What I'm saying, I get it if you felt disrespected over there at Gas Digital, but I don't even know what Bobby Hutch looks like. So here's what happens, folks. Prime example of what happens on a podcast when you don't have good guests. You make inside drama in and around your studio with your producers. Your people get fired, people not getting paid, and the whole comes down to no good guest, no guest. So you don't have any guests. So you're going to make some inside drama. Any good guests, Lewis? Oh, Mark Norman again? Joe List again? Who else? Oh, does it live or does it die? Everyone's seen the video by the time the podcast comes out.
I mean, you're making great, honestly, Ski Mask, and I want to say, give him credit. I think it was Dr. Chow on Twitter gave you credit for that. Maybe you were right all along. It's a great point. Without a great guest, all you have is yelling at Shannon, calling her a whore, telling Bobby he's gay. Maybe you were onto something, Ski.
Real last dude of the week, Ski Mask. But with that said, Stan, so good point. Like, that's what Lewis is. You're bitching that Lewis yells at you.
Oh, right.
Oh, you came to the network as a fan and you ended up getting paid what you offered to do for free. So stop being a fucking pussy bitch. You signed up for this and you're in this your boss yells at you. Okay, my boss yells at me and I can't call him a faggot like you can your boss. Like, you could literally go to the mats with your boss and wrestle his ass, like, to get your anger out if you have a problem with him. I can't do that. You have the life. You made the life. You went there to work for free. You're a fan at the end of the day. And you're getting paid good money to work for Gas Digital. And you're complaining like a bitch, like it's a corporate job, where I can't even say faggot at work. And you can do that freely.
Right. So, at the end of the day, I am Team Gomez, because exactly that, Chuck. You work at fucking Gas Digital. You know what it is. Like you said, he was a fan first. So this isn't like a corporate job where your random boss is yelling at you. It's Louis J. Gomez, a comic, and everybody else there is comics. So whatever.
I mean, you went to college and got $30,000 in debt to work for Louis J. Gomez? No.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like any job. You got to know what the fuck you're getting into. Don't get the job and then start complaining. And if you're going to do it, just have an honest word with the guy behind the scenes. Don't air out your drama on social media. That's the problem with this fucking generation. They think they can just take to Facebook or Twitter or any of this shit and talk about what's going on in their work and professional lives. No,
Kelly says Gino is stream sniping us.
I know, I'm looking it up right now. What's the name of his dumb show?
I got to do my sports show.
What's the name of his dumb show? Gratcast?
Gratcast. Maybe the worst name in podcasting.
I can't even find it. Hold on. I thought I was subscribed to this clown.
Hello, Gino's lawyers.
Can we do Gino strikes streaming me.
Yeah, it's great. More views. Can I do a show while you're doing a show?
Yeah.
On StreamYard?
Oh, yeah. They are stream sniping us.
Congrats, Gino and Keanu. Congratulations.
Hi, Keanu. Congratulations on your
nuptials.
Oh, you guys are engaged, but she's putting on makeup, so you guys are meeting over Zoom. Don't you think you guys would be together right now? Hi, Gino.
Ski Mask is mad he's banned from the compound studio.
I'm not banned. Am I banned?
I thought Gino said you're not allowed in hot water anymore. Shut that fucking dog up.
Hi, Gino. Gino, am I banned from compound? Where's my invite, Gino?
Oh, it's great. Oh, boy. Yes.
They have nothing to talk. They just got engaged.
You'll love
they
this.
They don't have nothing to talk about, so they have to stream snipe this show. And they're on a Zoom call. You figured if you just got engaged, you'd be together doing the show together in person on a Saturday. Ridiculous what's happening out here. I can't believe that you would possibly have the nut to stream snipe this beautiful program and wish one you were nut. Like us. Of course, Gino, he thinks he's got the higher up because, you know, he's got you on a Tuesdays now. He took you from my program. Yeah, Gino, you might be right because I don't remember the last time Stancil was late for your show, but yet he's late for this show every week.
You know
so
who
Gino
else
is winning? Gino's
Ski
winning.
Ski Mask, you'll love this. You know who else isn't going to be late on this Tuesday? Gino is out on assignment. I'll be hosting. And you know who's going to be co-hosting the show with me on Tuesday, Ski Mask?
I swear to God, I'll hang this fucking program up right now.
Well, it's a one Chuck Mangione.
Oh, okay, nice. Anybody got lost in the mail, I guess.
Well, you're not allowed on the show.
You know what? Hey, you're thinking about stream sniping the wrong way. I think Gino and Kiki are very happy right now. Maybe this is a positive stream sniping, giving us compliments. But how great the show
I
is.
I hope Compound Studios can't get it together on Tuesday. I hope you guys get all the way there and the show crashes.
You know, he's probably
it's going to crash while we're there. Believe me, I got nothing.
What? Are they mad because I showed up with a Speedo?
You showed up incoherent.
Well, yeah, that's true. I did get fucked up. I just lost my job.
I'm sure we'll get you another chance. We'll get you. Let me talk to the higher
another
ups.
Chance. Look at you. Look at you stars now, right? It all started here at Ski Mask Collective, you fuckers. Go back to the archives. Now you guys are big stars sitting behind a big desk. Am I jealous? No. Here's what would have happened, Stancil. Here's what would have happened. I'll be honest. If you would have said, oh, let's get me and Ski Mask and host a show. And then I got the formal invite, just like your main trips. And, you know, when you guys go out to Colorado, same issue I always have. I'm going to say no because I'm working, hashtag real job. I have a life. I got to pay the rent. But it's the thought that counts. It is. And by the way, speaking of podcasting in person, Stancil, you got to keep coming. When you come,
I couldn't do it this week. Next week, I'll be in Florida for a wedding.
Of course. Who bought those tickets? You? Where's the laptop?
Points.
Yeah, pissed.
My mom used her JetBlue points to fly the whole family down. So
you guys are flying so much, you got points.
Jet setters.
Now, in all actuality, you know I'm just fucking around. Have a great show. I'll be watching. No, I won't because I'll be working.
Well, I did think of you, and yeah.
Should be interesting.
It'll be interesting. It's probably not going to be very good. I hate hosting. No, I'm not good at hosting. I mean, I have some stuff.
Bullshit.
But...
Shut up. That's your insecurity talking.
I'm not good at podcasting. You guys do this shit every other day. I've probably done 5. You know what I mean?
Hi, Gino.
We got a call. Hold on. We got an exclusive here. Let's see.
Oh.
And then I got to do my sports show. And then I got to...
Hello.
Who's blowing up your phone right now?
Alex
Engelbert?
Yeah.
What's she on about?
I dared mention her name.
What do you think?
She's not happy that Gino's engaged?
She's not happy. She wants to know what the ring looks like. Good for them.
Oh, my God. Gino, I sent you the link. Get in here. Happy.
So why? But I thought she hates Gino. Why does she care so much?
I think she cares.
Wow. Unbelievable. Wow, what a tangled web. Gino, wow. Sending shockwaves. All right, thank you.
Gino's watching, I think.
All right, go back to work.
Hi, Gino. I'm sending Alex Engelbert the link since you don't have the nut to hop on. I'm banned. Is Alex even on?
Are you really sending her the link? That's fucking genius. Great host. See, these are things we're probably not going to do on Tuesday. I wouldn't have to do that. I'm sending Alex the link.
Hey, is she not on Twitter anymore?
Probably doing yoga.
Stancil, can you confirm? Is she on Twitter? You can go do your sports show while we have Alex Engelbert on if you want.
Can you do that?
Just wake up in the morning and do sports. Yeah, you can go live at the same time, I think.
Well, that'd be fun. I'd rather just bang it out tonight.
Then do it when you get off of work.
Maybe I'll just do it in the morning.
I got my picks thanks to you and Gary.
I told people.
Oh, you guys in a secret chat about some picks?
No, I called into the show.
Oh, sorry, I don't watch.
Yeah, he's a good, he's a loyal. Hi, Gino. A loyal.
Cabana King says Gino was going to come on, but he can't find his headband. No, if Cabana, if you go to Gino's podcast right now, it's called Gratcast or something like that.
Yeah, Alex underscore Engelbert. Maybe she blocked you.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Probably, probably blocked.
No, I know she didn't. Hold on. Alex, A-L-E-X underscore.
It's the royal engagement. It's sending shockwaves to the comedy community.
Oh, there she is. Yeah, there we go.
Two powerhouses getting engaged.
I think it might overtake Mark Norman's wedding. It's going to be that kind of event. Everyone's going to be there.
Oh, it's going to be a
who's paying for it? Who's going to pay for this thing?
Fireworks.
Your father? The firework king. I want to meet this guy. We would get along very well. I need explosives.
Oh, my God.
Stevie Lou's calling me. Should I answer?
Answer it. Fuck it.
Stevie, what's up? You're live on Ski Mask Collective. We're awaiting the arrival of Alex Engelbert to really break down this Gino engagement.
Awesome. I see you guys talking all that shit. Yeah, I'm just curious. What's up?
Yeah, we're talking some trash earlier.
Yeah.
What's up? We still doing it? We still doing the
back shit.
What? What's
that all about? What? What are you guys doing all this like faggot shit all behind my back? What's up with that?
What are you talking
behind
about?
Behind your back? It's live on the air.
Yeah,
no.
It seems like kind of okay.
I don't know. It seemed a little bit. It seemed a little bit weird the other day on MLC.
Stop fucking chapping, tripping behind my back.
No, you said the other day that you were gonna. You
little bitches about being jealous that I fucking didn't plug. You guys are so fucking girly with that stuff.
That talk
enough. You both need to fucking have your heads examined.
Stevie, probably. I'm
serious about this. So,
Stevie, this is talk. This,
like behind my back.
He can't hear you.
I don't know. First of all, I don't know why you think this would be serious. It's a comedy podcast.
Say it on the air. Don't fucking.
I'm on the air. I'm on the air.
You guys are both fucking girls for talking shit behind my back again. And I told you before.
On YouTube is literally the opposite of behind your back.
He can call me when the show's off the air. Wow, very unprofessional. I don't understand.
It's literally the opposite of it. It's in public, the most public form there is, live on the air. I don't know how that's about as
live.
Unbehind your back.
Send him
as
a link. I don't want to send him a link because he's just gonna rant on the mic and not let other people talk.
That's a good point.
Anyways,
when he gets
Alex
angry,
Engelbert
he doesn't let other people
message
talk.
Me back.
Your girls, because you're doing it behind his back on YouTube on a public platform live where everyone can listen and watch.
That's what I'm saying. You're
anything behind the back. I talked to him. We texted back and forth. That's talking, you know, off the show. And if he wanted to, he'd just call me.
I do everything on the show. We talk about this all the time. I tell you not to talk to me unless it's on the show. I don't talk to anybody unless it's on the show.
We're not doing anything behind the back. I don't even talk to you behind the show.
That's what I'm saying. I don't talk to you. It's all done live on the air. I know Brennan does the same thing.
We're not criminals. We're not Chad. We don't have credit cards to hide or anything like that. We just speak the truth, and we're honest, and we're retarded, and we're proud of it. And it is what it is. But we lay it all out there, at least.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he's trying to start something because he wants to get some practice on me before he eventually fights Ryan. When the fuck is this fight gonna happen? You can't find a venue yet.
He said it's going to be, they said on the last show, it's going to be kind of a Kimbo Slice style. They're not going to do it at a real venue. It's going to be at a public place.
Oh, they're doing it in Bridgeport?
It's going to be announced before. I hope I can attend. I'll go. I'll be a ring girl.
Everybody's telling me to bring Lou on. Should I send him a link?
Bring Lou on, and then my Wi-Fi is going to die, so I'll do my sports show.
You need to be here for this because he's calling the both of us out. We'll worry about the sports show after the main show.
Yeah, but I really don't. I could do it tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah, just do it in the morning. Who cares?
But I tweeted out that I would do it. I mean, the hundreds and hundreds.
Yeah, nobody's
thousands,
waiting.
Everybody's waiting. All of my sports, my sports disciples, the sports maskers, we call them.
Engelbert, she sent me a message back and said, "What the fuck is this? Everyone's sending it to me as a StreamYard." She's in the show.
Downward dog pose yoga and her fucking.
This is podcasting, folks. This is top level.
I like the fact how she's asking about the ring, what the ring looks like. That's hilarious.
She's a certified psychopath.
No, she's great.
Gino, send me. Gino, text me. Gino or Keanu, text me a picture of the ring so we'll show out.
Yeah, let's get that ring.
The world wants to see it.
We really do, actually.
You got out of a fucking crank quarter thing. Went to Big Y and just got a plastic ring real quick.
So funny. You got it out of the 50-cent machine. Boy.
It'd probably be pretty cute. I give it to Gino. They're, I'm happy for him.
We're having fun. It's a cute couple. Oh, it's a very powerful comedy couple.
Yeah, and they get each other. This girl gets it. This guy gets it. I fucking love them.
Despite you think Alan Fuchs? Will Alan Fuchs be the best? Were you bridesmaid?
Alan Fuchs, yeah. I mean,
Ansel, you should be the flower girl.
Alan Fuchs, I'll be a flower boy again. I'll double up. It's my
niche
market. Oh, Kelly reporting she got the link. Kelly,
yeah, she does.
Hold on, coming in. Kelly's reporting that Alex got the link. Just coming in over the wire here. Hold on, I'm getting word.
She did get the link. She messaged back, said she's out running errands.
At least she's running.
All right, fine. I don't know what's going on with Lou. We're going to be doing an MLC wrap-up show at some point.
Hope it's a marathon with that fat ass. How that bitch gained 30 pounds.
Alex, hold on. Alex is still...
Florida and ate all the alligators or something. I don't know.
We're going to get murdered.
Yeah, I don't know why he was so angry. We were just talking about the fact that he was playing it up. That's why he didn't plug. So, you know, I figured I'd play it up a little bit, mad about him not plugging. Do I care? No, they still got the same fucking 100 viewers or whatever I have. No, it's...
We're discussing podcasts. We're discussing podcasts. We're not discussing his personal matters. We're discussing things that happen live on the air, and we're live on the air. It's really simple.
It's all common knowledge. It's out there.
I told Alex, said, why am I joining? I said, just join real quick. I have a picture of the ring. So that's definitely going to get her to click on that link.
Jenny.
Yeah, no, Stevie. I sent Stevie Lou the link. So he has it if he wants to come on for a second. But I mean, really, I got tacos. I got to cook in a little bit.
Tacos. Oh, shit.
All right. I'm going to put this over here. Who's in here? All right, Lou is joining the show. Lou, what's up, brother? You can't call when I'm live on the air.
Well, I mean, I'd rather call you than hear you talking.
I don't see him, but my computer doesn't do four guests, so.
Yeah, Chucky, I'm going to hold on. We're trying to figure it out because Stancil's.
Maybe you can just put Chuck in the waiting room. I just.
Chuck, I'm going to put you in the waiting room for just a minute.
Yeah, that's fine.
See if that helps.
Does that help? This is podcasting 101. No, would you start the show at the beginning? No, we talked about this. We said, you know, we're going to play it up and we're going to do the MLC wrap-up show this weekend, right?
You mentioned something about that because your schedule is different now, which I totally get. I got no problem with that, buddy. I'm glad that you have a job. You know, that's more important than this bullshit that we do. Yeah. But when I hear you guys chirping about me, trying to tell me what I should do, like, I need to take advice from either of you or fucking change the way I operate because of what you guys think is crazy.
We were adding commentary about the appearance. We weren't telling you what to do. We're just saying that it was a little bit frisky how you kept plugging the BYB podcast, which I love those guys.
I don't think – apologies. There was no plugging. I mean, I didn't plug my own stuff either.
You did. You plugged Bloodsmoker video.
I mentioned it when we were talking and your about movie. Weed.
You plugged the movie.
Sure. Yeah. Something that I worked very hard and put a lot of effort into. Sure. I plugged that.
So are you saying you don't put a lot of effort in a loose cannon?
I 100% put a lot of effort into this channel, helping you guys get to monetization, helping you guys you were monetized. Helping you guys get logos, getting other stuff together, man. Like, I'm not going to lie. I definitely feel like I had a very important part of this. So the fact that you guys all of a sudden try to, like, change your fucking tune once you're here, when I'm doing shows, getting donations, doing my part. So do I have to fucking... used to do this shit? It used to drive me nuts? Fucking Eastside Dave used to pull this psychotic needling shit. And you see what I fucking did with that? Exactly. because he was like, you got to fucking plug my show only in fucking this. Enough of this.
No, not
shit.
Plug it only, about, but like, I'm going to
do
it.
What the fuck I want to do.
Yeah, a mention. Me. You just said you're part of it. You didn't bring it up once.
I mean, people at this point have to know. You know,
they don't have to know. I mean, so if they have to know, what's the point of plugging other shows?
All right. So if in your mind I didn't plug more, then okay, I get that. But at least
you
have
can ask Stancil.
Here,
I got pissed off at him one time. He did,
but then you guys start saying like, "Oh, then I'm not going to get a cut plug this month, whatever." Like, oh, he's working for free now. All that, you know, that's kind of fucking low ball bullshit, man. It's fucking shooly.
No, it's because we didn't get paid very much last week.
Listen, honestly, if it's this much of a contention point, I don't want any cut. I don't need any cut. It's, let's be real. It's
Chuck says you're stealing third. Bobby Hutch's bit.
It's not even a third, a quarter of my actual paycheck. So, like, if this money is all really that this is about, then, like,
it's never been about money. Sister Mary's of the poor. It's about the plugs. It's about you being happy to be a part of this. That's it. That's all it was about.
And that's the thing. I don't understand where the hell your psychology is coming out suddenly telling me that I'm not funny on your show. I'm not plugging. Like,
I never said you weren't funny. What I said was you gave 110% on other podcasts. And then there was two episodes we did. Thank God I had a guest.
I do the same fucking thing every time I go on any show. It never changes, man. There's no
concerted
effort.
Dude, you had to smoke a joint before you did our show. And then you wouldn't say, I was bouncing stuff off you. And you were just like, what?
That's in your head, man. That's in your head, dude. And especially somebody, like yourself who's had, like, you know, situations,
substance abuse issues.
Yeah. And when that happened, I was only there for you. I never fucking tried to challenge you or fucking judge you because I'm a fucking homie. And the fact that you're going to fucking do not that is like kind of shocking to me. It pisses me off a little bit. And I do get fired up for sure. You know,
well, I was fired up too because you know what originally pissed me off, and we'll air it out right here, is when I'm talking to you on the phone and you created a live link to make it go live to record what I was saying over the speakerphone.
Yeah, because you were saying
behind the
you were
behind
you
the
were
scene.
You're saying insane shit. You're saying absurd.
Oh, we're on the
circus
phone.
Clown shit. That I'm like, let's get this live. If you're gonna fucking start laying this sort of circus shit on me, saying you don't give enough effort on my show, like this is some sort of fucking CYO basketball team.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Like, all right, that then, like, I'm like, let's get this on air because the people would love to see. Like,
then you should have asked me to do it on air. Then I would have done it. But I just happened to get a notification that I was about to go live, and I had no fucking idea about it.
Yeah, because again, you were fucking accusing me of being a drug fucking person.
No,
whatever.
All I said was you get high on my show.
Goddamn, Jim Stancil. When I joined this show, the motherfucker's rolling a joint every goddamn episode. There's no fucking ever comment about that.
Yeah, but he always
has
notes.
He has
stuff to talk about. We didn't have anything to talk about.
All these notes.
All right, yeah, the notes.
That's all I was saying. It wasn't to make you feel bad.
Notes.
Look at these notes. Look at this list. We didn't even get to all my notes today. E-Rock would be proud of how many notes I have on this fucking thing. Look at all these notes. Lots of notes. Look at this. Yeah, I got other notes. That
I try to be loyal, and I guess when my loyalty gets called out,
I thought it was odd. All I said, I thought it was odd that we weren't mentioned a single this network or anything was. And I'm not asking to go on there and go crazy plugging, but a little quick. And by the way, check out Ski Mask Media or check out this. So I assumed you cut all ties.
No, but I didn't get it. Like, there was like the plug that he's talking about right now. I got to just barely slide that in when we were talking about me being high. If you go back and watch the end, especially, Kevin just ends it and does not ask me for plugs.
He does that to me too, but I'm not talking about the end. I'm talking about because you even did on my show where you plug some stuff like at the beginning of the episode. And so every time Quadfather would bring something up, you would be like, oh yeah, I'll BYB.
She did our logo and I said, she never charged us, so we'd always give her a free plug. And you're like, you spent 10 minutes on the beginning of the show. I just gave her name.
It was
her
a lot show.
No, it was not.
And I love Little Lemmy.
I went back and watched.
We were just I don't know who that is.
And on top of it, you were fucking asking me to fucking contact her about logos just before that episode started.
Yeah, because you said so the fact that you're
asking me,
so
you're asking exactly, you're asking me to fucking use her for help, and then you're getting mad about me plugging her. That shit does not track in my head because that's not logic.
Because it's at the beginning backwards. Of the show, like the fucking intro whatever. Music was basically still going, cares? And you're already plugging somebody else's stuff.
I went back and watched. You're exaggerating. You're exaggerating right now. I did not spend a lot of time. I just said Little Lemmy gave us our fucking logo, and you can see her on twitch.tv/Little Lemmy. She does a great show on Saturday morning. That's all.
We'll take that out. We'll take that out and post.
Take it out.
Bobby Hutch bitched about the Regs logo. He's not happy with logos either. So are you pulling the Bobby Hutch bit here?
The Bobby Hutch?
Yeah.
Who'd you say?
I don't know the guy.
No, you're saying Bobby Hooch. That's not his name. That's hilarious, though. It's Bobby Hutch because you're an alcoholic. You're saying Hooch. Bobby Hutch was the producer for I knew him pretty well, actually, for a long time. He was a mailman.
Can you get him on this show and not?
Yeah, can you get him on? Do us a solid.
I will reach out to him. I have his phone number. I'll text him.
That'd probably be a
weird time to ask, but I'll do it.
This is the best
of my fucking loyalty and to fucking try to make up for the transgressions of not mentioning the show.
I was up in the air because somebody sent me a clip of you on.
I accept it, too.
You were on Hudson's show, and you said, I guess me and Ski Mask are on the outs, but we had never talked since you hung up the phone.
Yeah, because we were going to play it up.
We had not talked at that point.
Yeah, I was telling Jake I was going to do loose. I was telling Jake I was going to do loose cannon on the Jake Hudson Network. That's what I was saying.
Of people are saying that you should the only plugs you should worry about are the ones on your head.
My hair. Yep.
And then the last thing I'll say before I wrap this up, because Stancil has to do the sports show,
yes,
and then
yes,
Stevie,
thank
you and I can either do. We might do the show tonight or later. I am
going out. To Long Island.
Let's do it tomorrow. We'll do it tomorrow morning. Yep. Or something.
I'm going to see an MMA fight live tonight.
I guess I should read this since Gino won't allow me on a show, but I told Alex Engelbert to come on. We're talking about Keanu's ring. Alex Engelbert says, is it his dead mother's cloudy ass marquee cut?
Wow. Jesus.
Alex, please come on the show. All right.
She's always swinging for Stancil, the fence,
Stancil can let me see if Stancil. I can't hear him. Stancil, do your plug so you can set up a sports show. Go ahead and set it up. We'll wrap up here. I'll add Chuck. Chuck, what do you think? Do you think that I should forgive Lou? Maybe I was overreacting because you know me.
I think Lou needs to stop being a tall faggot. Give it up. And they're not talking behind your back. They're literally doing it on YouTube.
I'm not here, Chuck.
It's so much better out here. We're all friends. Let's get along.
Stop we are friends.
And you're literally pulling the Bobby Hutch. And I know you're not doing it on purpose.
What does that mean?
He's like, I designed the logo and they didn't give me any credit. You're pulling the Bobby Hutch. It's hack. It's over.
All right.
Stop being a faggot.
All right.
And I love you, buddy.
That's it.
My drawing's coming along, though. We're getting there. See?
Look at you. You know, dude, I love the fact that you can draw, but you sure as hell cannot tattoo.
Well, you bought a $50 fucking machine.
It don't matter about the machine, dude. It's about the artist. Okay. Look at that. Right, look at that hunk of shit, Chucky.
That sucks. That tattoo
fucking
sucks,
Chuck. Everybody go to Chuckman Jones tattoo.
Oh, I know. I begged not to give it to him, and he came home with the machine one day.
Ski Mask, can you hear me now?
Yeah, you sound great.
I can. I'm not going to. It's too late to do the sports show. I'll do it tomorrow. So if you want to keep going or do Patreon, I got another half hour. But it's going to keep cutting out with four people, as you know.
If you want me to drop, just let me know. I'll drop.
I could jump out. No, I have to go, actually. I do have to go. So,
Stevie, thanks for coming on. Let's do a wrap-up tomorrow.
Talk to me, Goose. I love you guys.
All right, love you, bud.
Godspeed.
Say what you have to say. No, go ahead. But
we're going to have to start from low, build it up again. All right? We've got to build this trust factor because you broke my trust when you tried to go live, and it hurt me as a friend. But I love you, and I forgive you.
Fair enough.
All right.
We love you guys. Peace.
All right. God love you. Take care. There he goes. Stevie Lee.
Anywho, what's going on with that? Let me message Engelbert back.
Dude, she's hilarious.
I know.
Get Bobby Hutch and Engelbert in here.
Yeah, we'll get Bobby Hart. Oh, no, we'll, say, we'll get Bobby Hart.
Scorned victims.
Are they still snipe streaming us? Can anyone confirm?
If he is, he's going on a 3-hour show, which is now what? Now who's this?
Let me get my mouse to work. It's being a bitch. Great. Of course, a quick word from our sponsor, folks.
Dickheads.
All right. Thank you. I don't know. I love the bit.
England sucks.
He lives in Ireland.
I know.
She's hitting me with some heat. She goes, nah, I'm good. I'm at Costco with my fiance.
Ooh.
Let me see that ring then. Tell her to send a picture of the ring. Let me see that cloudy ass.
Oh, yeah. Let's see her ring. Tell her to send a picture.
You guys read my mind.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Obviously, all women are insane. And if you saw my clip from, Water Tuesday, they're a whore. So there you have it, folks. A woman with a fiance is still caring about their exes, engagements, and rings. That's all you need to know about women. Right. No offense to all of our women listeners, of course.
No, definitely offense. Sorry, you suck.
We skipped over. We didn't let them know that. Let's get back to Rumblecat. So Kelly will be in touch. You have to send $100 and a picture of your member, your hog, or your bird, whatever you like to call it. And then you, in turn, receive a picture of Jim Stansel's hog. That is the business model, correct?
Yeah. Is it? I'm like so lagged. Where do I send $100? Yes. Okay. Rumblecat, thank you for inquiring. Now that's a Canadian $5, so make sure we're gonna have to adjust the prices accordingly. But you send $100 American. Here's how it works. I'll lay it out one more time for you mongoloids. You send $100 American. Along with that $100, you have to now, whether you want to or not, you have to send a picture of your genitalia with some proof that it's you, whether a newspaper, perhaps. You could send a picture afterward, not attached to it with your face or something. We had to prove it's you. We can't just Google image it.
I've done it on a dating app before. Yeah. You say, take a picture of you with a fork, because no one's taking a picture with a fork.
Good point. Take a picture with, say the object. Yeah. We also, listen, we do a 3-factor Google image search on all the dick pics that come in. So we'll know if you Google imaged it. So don't worry
if that hog's out there already.
Right. So let me say it succinctly now for you idiots. $100, a picture of your genitalia, because women can do this too. You will get your genitalia rated by Kelly. Now, that's part one. Along with that same $100, whether you like it or not, that's the deal, because straight men, it doesn't matter. Hey, you can be whatever, he's gay now.
Yeah.
You also have to receive a picture of my make white appendage. So you get your genitalia rated and a picture of mine, and you have to do both is the point. You can't pay $100 and say, oh, I just want to send you a picture of my dick. You can't pay $100 and say, oh, I just want a picture of Stansel's dick. No, that's not the deal. You have to do both. $100 gets you in there. You can hit up me or Ski Mask. You could send it to the code there, and Ski Mask can send it to us and trust him.
If you scan that barcode right there in the top right, send the $100, and you can even send me a picture of the hog, and I'll forward the hog if you guys are feeling a little insecure about it. I mean, honestly, because I will do the research.
Pass the hog around.
We're going to pass the hog around. I mean, as you can see with Cabana, the hog was talked about on Gino's show. And he was even showing people at his local bar the picture of the hog. So
the hog has legs.
Now he's wearing fur coats and floating on confidence. Send your hog out, you'll become a new man. I just don't understand why these people are so confused about this promotion. It's very fucking simple. I don't get all the questions. You've laid it out hundreds of times.
Hundreds.
Just send a picture of your dick. It's very simple. That's it. And $100. You got to put that in there as well. That's
the $100 is very important. Of course, to send. Let's see real quick. Second, what else is in your notes, Stansel? We got a couple more minutes here.
Oh, what else is in my notes? I mean, it's all really just random things for my ADHD mind. Yeah, it's all really random. I'm sick of seeing Comedy Mothership pose. I'm sick of people not pulling up to the line at stoplights or pulling over the line because, as you idiot, if you idiots don't know, in 2023, all lights in pretty much every any kind of city, unless you live in Hodunk, whatever the fuck, which is good for you. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But every all these lights work off of sensors, whether it be the sensors in the ground that are weight sensors that are right in front of the white line at the lights, or their visual sensors above the lights themselves. So if you're a if you're a anxious Mongo and you pull over the line, that light is not going to turn because it doesn't sense a car behind the line. If right. you're a retard or an old lady or just a high person and you're the person that stops 10 feet in front of the white line, also the same transgression. Please pull up to the line at the lights. I'm saying it calmly and I'm asking nicely.
He's asking nicely, folks. And it's the same thing as parking gates. Remember, Chuck, we were in Atlantic City that time. I took the side off the parking gate, the metal thing, and I dragged it across the concrete and the gate opens. It's an electrical signal that works between metal. Okay. It's common fucking knowledge, people. It's very easy. So I never pay to park. It's amazing.
Driving in general is a big fucking problem. Never mind getting into the nuance of parking and doing things according to the law. I almost got smashed by a fucking Asian yesterday. I locked my brakes up and skidded down Main Street right in front
was
of
it Ryan. Was it Ryan Katsu Rivera? He'll smash. He's going to smash somebody up.
I wish I hit him. I regretted it afterwards. I was like, damn, I could have collected. I was going straight. He was
Garth Brooks, Brennan should have both Stancil and Ski Mask together on a show. That would be great. It would be great. That would be a. We've all have been watching MLC since its infancy. We know all the history. We know Burning Bridges. Yeah.
Yo, Cabana, something. Though. Hard to get a stoplight when you can't change a tire.
I changed it just fine. That's I changed
it. A couple last things from Engelbert that we'll wrap it up. I asked her, of course, to send the pic of the ring. She said, I'm not posting shit until my wedding. And then I'm putting one pic up and saying, hard launch. All right. Thank you, Alex.
Yo, she feels some type of way. She's a sour.
For real. There's no way she's at Costco sending me that many messages.
Hold on. Read that again. I'm sorry.
Let me pull it back up here because I was done.
She's not engaged, by the way. No way.
She said she was in the last MLC, last time she was on MLC. I said, send a pic of the ring so I can throw it up. She says, haha, no, I'm not posting shit until my wedding. And then I'm putting one pic up and saying, hard launch, launch. All caps.
Wow,
hard
she's
launch.
Got it all planned out.
Yeah, she's got it.
John Doe.
Imagine marrying somebody just to stick it in the face of Gina Bisconti.
Oh, boy.
I got a feeling I get from it, too. She's like, oh, yeah? You can get married?
Oh, yeah? Look at this ring. Hard launch.
I feel so bad for that dude. You better hide his knife.
Bless him.
God
bless him. I feel bad for the buffet at the wedding. John Doe asks, has Stancil ever been mistaken for a chick? I have not, but I have been mistaken for Nick Lachey back when I had the highlights in my hair. And apparently Backstreet Boys and NSYNC are launching a monster tour together. Or they're going to be performing at the Super Bowl show, apparently. It's big rumblings. My black girl tells me.
I heard Aaron Carter is not going to make it.
Oh, yeah, he won't be in attendance. Of course, the great Teamster Tim. Been a long time since I've seen him in this chat. Three beautiful boys, a shower trifecta. Boys, let's make a Super Bowl bet, and if we lose, we have to shower. What are your thoughts?
Nothing. As I've always said, three men in a shower, not gay. Two men, gay. Three men, that's efficiency.
Yeah.
That's just saving water, folks.
Each other out.
Saving water. We're pounding each other out.
Somebody else said something. It's Decline Host said, it's funny to imagine that Chandler actually has no money and is in extreme debt over Super Chats.
That would be a funny cartoon. He's just addicted to the podcast. Nah, we love the Chan, man. It's great. Oh, yeah. Cabana King says they might not be there,
Nick
but Dak
Legay,
Prescott
nice.
Will be there. Now, a little intro to your sports show. I saw your tweet about the Cowboys being number one in your power rankings. Your thoughts?
They were number one going into this week. They had some injuries, though. We'll see. I guess you have to stay tuned. Well, I guess I apologize to everyone. The show has been so eventful. We're going to have to push back sports to tomorrow morning-ish. as you all know anyway, I've laid this out on Sports Mask, and I'll say it here on the big show. This is the proper way to watch football in America in 2023. You DVR whatever, the 1 o'clock games, a couple national games usually, or whatever your local team. So you're going to DVR whatever 1 o'clock game you want to watch. That's step one. Step one and a half, or step 1A, or step one parallel one. You're going to go to the gym in the morning. You're going to walk the dogs. You're going to go grocery shopping. Maybe throw a roast on. Maybe hit your wife. Maybe beat your kids. But the point is, take as much time as you want up until around 2:30 or 3. Now, the only catch here is you have to be an adult and have the discipline not to look at the scores and not to look at your dumb group chats for a couple of hours after the game starts. And then you start your DVR around 2:30, 3 o'clock, and you'll never have to watch a single commercial or the dumb halftime show for the 1 o'clock games that normally lets you roll right into the 4 o'clock games commercial free. There you have it. You're welcome. And you get everything done.
Well said.
Look at your bet slip after you've lost.
That's all I look at. I don't even watch the games. I had the Cowboys game last week because they had it on Prime or whatever. And I'm like, I don't even care about watching it. I'm just watching my bet slip while I do shit around the house being productive, you fucking lazy mongoloids. Oh, don't interrupt me on my Sunday football. Are you watching every game? Do you really care? Or is it an excuse not to just slap your wife around the house? I don't understand. Do some yard work. Get outside. With that being said, Stancil, is Tuesdays coming up? Plug away in hot water.
Well, Sports Mass Collective tomorrow morning or early afternoon. So keep your eye out for that. We'll get all the picks in before the games. Tuesday, I'm going to need everybody watching this live or soon afterwards, or I consider my dear, dear friends. I'm going to need, if you want. Tuesday's a good day to call in. I'm going to need to kill. I just need to kill an hour and a half, basically. That's all I'm trying to do. Chuck Mangione will be live in studio with me. We'll have the compound pregame, of course. If you missed the compound pregame this week, it was one of the most eventful. I filmed a lady scream puking. I talked to a homeless lady with two dogs. I was paid to chug two IPAs. A lot went on, so check that out. There'll be another one Tuesday, and then that's that.
Amazing. Chuck, I can't wait to see this. Are you excited? Are you nervous? What's going on? Don't get fucked up before you go in the studio.
I got nervous for a second, like a faggot, and I was like, maybe I should do show prep. It's gonna be fine.
Just show up, just don't show up trash.
Dude, I'm not you.
Yeah, take it from
me. Yeah, you are. I've seen you. Don't say you're not me. Yes, you are.
I'm not you.
Dude, the last car in a parking lot at a fucking big concert. You are me. I know you.
I'm not worried about it. Honestly, the way I look at it is every time Stancil and I hang out and we just fucking talk, it's hilarious to us. So
yeah,
I
don't, that's
it'll be a breeze.
I'm going to have a good time talking with my buddy, and it's going to be good to be back in the studio. And
I got usually this show goes as a – is an entity into itself. No matter how much you plan, it never works. So my point is, I have a list of characters I've tried to do that I can never get to because of whatever. So if nothing else, we could do that. But there's some other shit, and we'll be.
I got
we'll
one
fine.
Character. We'll vet it.
He's
we'll
got
see.
A character.
We'll give the fans something to. Even if we bomb, they'll have a good time watching.
No, you guys aren't going to bomb. You guys are professionals. We all know that here. Born straight from the Ski Mask Collective Network, folks. Tune in to Sports Mask tomorrow, my favorite podcast on the planet. That's why I don't like to be a guest on it. And Bud DeWire yourselves if you don't like the content. Saw an awesome concert last night. Him, they fucking rocked out. It was awesome. And now I'm going to go cook some tacos and probably jerk off.
Nice.
So me and Stevie might do something tomorrow. I'm not sure yet. If not, we'll be right back in these fucking stinky ass chairs next Saturday.
Thank well, I don't, I'll, we'll figure it out. We'll do something.
We'll do something.
Well, maybe I'll go live. You could send me the link and I'll go live from the wedding. That'll be interesting.